Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
At Dub Nation, let's get engaged before every game. You vote in our engaging Dub Nation poll on 95.7 The Game's Twitter page. It's brought to you by Shane Co., your friend and jeweler, where you'll find the Bay Area's best selection of unique engagement rings and their unmatched free lifetime warranty. Visit ChainCo.com today. All right, been some movement, obviously, around the league in the Giannis trade conversation. So let's have some fun with it. Here's today's poll question. If it were to cost the Warriors four future unprotected first-round picks in order to get Giannis, would you do it? Yes or no? Vote on Twitter, 95.7 The Game's page. We'll share the results with you later in the hour, sort of like Dibs's pick. We're also going to share that a little bit later in the hour. Yep. Lions and Cowboys in a game that should have the 49ers' attention.
It should. I mean, it doesn't have to, but it's going to be a fun, interesting one. And it's kind of an elimination game for Dallas, I think. And Detroit is maybe thinking still that they can win the division. But, yeah, it's kind of a playoff game for both. Not really, but you look at, I mean, Detroit more so than Dallas because Dallas has that beautiful tie that they have working for them. But Detroit, if they lose, what, they're 7-6?
This would be, I think, is this loss number six for either one of them?
Right.
Whoever loses tonight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's bad when you try to be 11-6 to make the playoffs. So we'll have the pick later for you. But in answer to your poll, no. It's a no on Giannis. No. Like, four first-round picks, even three, whatever it is, it's not worth it because if you do that, Giannis can come here and say, cool, I'll let you know in half a year if I want to stay or not. And he can bounce, and if he leaves...
Well, you wouldn't acquire somebody if you didn't have the assurances of an extension.
Right.
Flat out.
Even at that, so you give him, I don't know, 5 years and $400 million, which is probably what it would be, you know, an average of $75 million, whatever it would be, a year.
Yeah.
And, okay, in the short term, that would hamstring you from being able to add around he and Steph, and in the long term... It's going to be Giannis and who knows what.
Look,
I'm out.
So am I. And it's a fun conversation to have. And you can't fully poo-poo it because it's Giannis Antetokounmpo. And so I totally get that. But there's two things to me to discuss here. And both of them are kind of maybe unfortunate realities for the Golden State Warriors. Look, here's the first one. We wanted to bring this back. And Grandy, Lucas, thank you for tracking this down.
It was me.
Grandy, thank you for tracking this down.
You're welcome.
This was all the way back in May, earlier this year. Okay? And it was on our buddy Tom Tolbert's YouTube show. Steve Kerr joined Tom, and they're getting into a conversation because they're on the back end of the trade deadline. And obviously the Warriors had acquired Jimmy Butler, and that deal only involved one pick. And it was an in-the-moment pick, not all of the future assets in the post-Steph Curry era, which is coming. And we wanted to replay this for you because as fun as all of these conversations are, and so far today on the station, you got Joe Shasky and Daryl the Guru Johnson, and they are chips in the middle of the table. It's time to get Giannis or anyone else for that matter. It's a reboot. Let's like this isn't working. Here's the reality of the situation brought to you by the head coach of the team, Steve Kerr. Listen closely to what he said in May earlier this year.
I think the Jimmy trade was a clear indication that we're going for it the next couple of years. You know, they gave Jimmy the extension. His contract lines up with Draymond's and Steph's. They each have 2 years remaining. Jimmy is one of the best players in the league. We instantly became one of the best teams in the league when he got here. Yeah, we're going for it these next 2 years. We're not in a position because, you know, Steph's 37, Jimmy 36, Draymond 35. And it's not my job. It's Mike's job to determine all this stuff. But can you imagine trading away your next, like, seven drafts, you know, with a team of, you know, built around three guys who were 36, 37? Yep. Like, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense, right? So I think we're what we're doing makes sense. Like, we got Jimmy. I think finding, you know, another cornerstone next to Steph for these last couple of years was crucial. That's the hard part. And these last couple of years have shown that, you know, it's been really hard, you know, after we won our title in 22. Last couple of years have been tough. We needed somebody like Jimmy. Well, we got him now. He's still really good. I think we're set up to go for it the next 2 years. But yeah, you don't give up, you know, four first and three swaps, and not when your guys are 37. So
yeah,
I think that's how we're operating. That's how Mike is operating. I think he's fantastic at his job. And my job is to, you know, coach the team and see what we can do.
Grandy, thank you for finding that. That is the most important sound clip that anybody who roots for the Warriors will hear today. He twice in a minute and 20 seconds literally scoffed and laughed at the idea of sending out all of your future assets when all of your good players have had their 35th birthday. It's lunacy.
Right.
Beyond lunacy to operate that way if you're a business. I understand all of our emotions. I understand how great Giannis is. I understand the desire we all have to have a new great player who's younger in the building. But the bottom line is, like, if you want to know what Giannis by himself on a team looks like, just go look at the Bucks record now. It guarantees you nothing. So to acquire Giannis and give up your entire future when Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond have all had their 35th birthday, like, the mere idea of it made Steve and Tom Tolbert laugh. You can't operate that way. You would be dead for 15 years, in my opinion, as great as Giannis is.
Probably not 15, but you'd be
at
dead
least
for
10.
I mean, 4 to 6, depending on how long you had to wait to bring in somebody else alongside of him. But even if you did that, and yeah, you had Steph and Giannis for whatever, 2 years, and Giannis re-signs, fine. Jimmy's gone, Draymond's gone, you have no picks, and what are you left with? I mean, Kuminga at that point, I'm sure would be gone.
Be in the trade.
He might be in the trade. I don't know who else would be in the trade, by the way. If you want to bring in Giannis, if it's not Jimmy for Giannis, who actually that's a salary match, then it's going to be Draymond and Kuminga and somebody else and all your picks.
Right.
And so, yeah, when you get 2 years down the road, even if Giannis is here and Steph is 40, now it's Giannis, no picks, and Pods and Pat and Gee and Will and Quentin, and you're going to be bad. And when you're bad, you're not going to have the picks you need to go ahead and get good again anytime soon.
Like, literally, can you imagine the trade conversation that you have with Giannis's agent? By the way, not only would we love for you to come here, Giannis, but you don't ever come out of the game. 48 minutes every night. Because the rest of this roster is trash.
And in 2 years,
absolute trash.
In 2 years, the best player we've ever had is gone.
He's gone too.
Draymond's gone. And well, we already traded Jimmy. And so it's going to be you and guys who are going to have to wear a name tag. So we're going to need you to go for 40 and 20 a night
who are you?
We can lose by 10.
Oh, don't forget Giannis's brothers will actually be the sixth and seventh man.
But at least they can finally eat.
Wow.
So maybe that's a selling point.
So here's the other, really, this is the gut punch to me, is while I'm listening to everybody talk about this, I'm starting to ask myself this question. And this, I want to ask you this. We would love to ask all of you, the listeners, this. 888-957-9570. Do you think there's a gap between how we view the Warriors and how the rest of the league and the rest of the country view the Warriors? I certainly don't want to get into the whole stupid thing that happened a couple years ago about whether or not the Bay Area is an attractive place and players don't want to come here because
the homeless, the
tenderloin,
trash.
And oh my God, that was to me ridiculous from the beginning.
Okay,
but let's just talk about it in terms of the Warrior brand, which I think is headed for a crash course with a real, real interesting concept. What is the actual brand?
Well, you can sum it up in one word.
Is it the Warriors or is it the Curry brand?
It's Curry.
Okay. So this concept of Giannis would want to come here. I don't know about you, dude. I'm having a real hard time believing it. Real. I know him and Steph look like friends.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
But Giannis's next move is for the rest of his career, which is going to severely outlast the rest of Steph's career. And I'm having a real hard time believing for one hot second that Giannis would want to come here. And that is actually the thing that makes this preventative. Not the salary, not the assets. It's the fact that Giannis is going to have to want to go wherever he goes, and I do not believe it would be here.
Well, I don't know the man, and I'm pretty sure you don't either, so I don't know what Giannis actually wants for the back half of his career. Maybe it is come to the Bay and live by the ocean and, you know, be the dude here for Joe Lacob and make a lot of money and, you know, see what you can do on your own. That might be the thing, but we remember last offseason where the report was, yeah, New York. New York is where he wanted to be, yep. And New York does have the single largest population of Greek people in the U.S. Whether or not that matters, I'm only pointing it out because Steiny and Guru did a thing on it, and I looked it up when I was actually stopped heading into work, and I was like, oh my God, it's New York. And Giannis already said he, you know, fancies going to New York. So he's been in Milwaukee, and it's been great, and you've been a big fish in a small pond. And do you want to go to L.A. and play with LeBron and Luka? Well, LeBron will be gone, but you go to New York and the Big Apple. I don't know what he really wants to do, but I do know this. One, Joe Lacob is going to go big game hunting. Fine. Yep. And that's great. He's allowed to go big game hunting. It doesn't mean you're going to catch some big game. And the other piece of it is when Steph is gone, the Warrior brand is, it's still very good. Joe Lacob is amazing.
No doubt.
The arena is top shelf. And even if they go 30-52 year after year, the Warrior brand is still a good brand, but if you're a player of Giannis's ilk and you're looking at, you know what, I want to win number two, number three, number four, this is not the place you'd look at. It just isn't.
I mean,
post-Steph, this is not a place where you would look at. If you're a Giannis Antetokounmpo, you would look here and go, you know what? They're a Giannis away from winning the chip.
I don't know if the rest of the league thinks that even about right now. That's what I'm getting at.
Well, I mean, that's interesting.
I don't think the rest of the league sees the Warriors as dangerous as we think they are.
But if you could trade Kuminga and Draymond and whatever picks, fine. So if it was Jimmy, Steph, and Giannis.
They're still old.
Right now.
They're still old.
He's not.
Nope.
But
he's been looking for teammates.
Right.
And I still.
I do think this year, in a vacuum this year,
okay,
they become, like, that's a dangerous team. What,
Giannis, Butler, and Steph would be favored or underdogs against the Thunder?
Well, everyone's underdogs against the Thunder.
Okay, if Giannis doesn't change that.
Even
then...
the team in Space Jam.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.